Hi, everybody. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're traveling today. Summer is a great time to travel.
Yeah.
And you better start thinking about traveling now because summer's almost over and school's going to be starting pretty soon. Make the best of your summer. If you got the dollars
yeah.
and if you got the time, maybe you would consider going to Europe.
Well, it is pretty expensive to go over there. We're actually talking about my favorite place in the world. This is my number one favorite place. You know, I think it's the first time we've ever talked about Switzerland here. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really have much to say about it because I haven't been there before.
It's beautiful.
Despite your saying that and despite many people saying it's their most famous favorite place in the world, it's not at the top of my travel list.
Yeah.
But it's in the top 10, and it's worth considering. And, of course, Switzerland is a beautiful place. It's in the Alps Mountains there. It's north of Italy, south of Germany. Hey, what could go wrong there? And while you're there, you might be able to pick up a Swiss watch or something to bring back home and show off in front of your friends. So today we're talking about sensational Switzerland. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's article one time.
When people plan their vacations to Europe, nations like France, Italy, and Germany are usually at the top of their lists. But if you're short on time and looking to experience a taste of all these nations, you can do so by paying a visit to Switzerland. In addition, this charming country is a prime location for mountain activities. The main reason for Switzerland's cultural diversity is its location. Switzerland is a landlocked nation surrounded by Germany to the north, France to the west, Italy to the south, and Austria to the east. As a result, Switzerland has four national languages, French, Italian, German, and Romansh. In some areas, such as the northwestern region of the country, this can lead to interesting situations. For example, you might hear a conversation where a speaker begins by speaking French, and the person he's talking with responds in German. Apart from cultural diversity, one of the reasons why tourists are attracted to Switzerland is its breathtaking scenery. Roughly 70% of Switzerland's terrain consists of mountains, which makes the country an ideal location for aspiring hikers, campers, and anyone who enjoys spending time in the great outdoors. The most famous mountain in the Swiss Alps is the Matterhorn. At 4,478 meters above sea level, it is one of the highest peaks in the Alps. It is also one of the most challenging climbs, and many people have perished trying to climb it.
Okay, everybody, it's time now to talk about our article in detail, so let's get to it. We're talking about sensational Switzerland. Switzerland begins with an S here, so we need an adjective that begins with an S too for better effect. Sensational Switzerland. And sensational means it's a sensation, something really great, something really fantastic. And, of course, lots of people will plan their vacations to Europe. And when people do this, nations such as France, Italy, and Germany are usually at the top of their lists. So if you want to go to Europe, you're thinking, okay, which country? Most people probably put France at number one and Italy at number two, and three is Germany. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, maybe England, too. You're forgetting lovely England. Well, we've got Switzerland here, which is just gorgeous. So if you're short on time, you don't have enough time to go to all of those countries in one visit, you might just think about taking a trip to Switzerland and get a taste of all these nations in one visit. Now, if you're short on something, it just means you don't have enough of what you need. You don't, you have less than what you need, you could say. You could be short on time, short on food. I'm actually short on money right now.
You are. Don't ask me to lend you any money because I don't have any money either.
I was going to ask you to lend me like just 100 kwai so I could get home.
I can give you 10 NT, maybe 15 for the bus, but
thanks
no
a lot.
More than that. So you're short on cash, short on money. Sometimes parents are short on patience with their kids. They're being too wild, so the parents kind of get really mad at their kids. Yeah, short on something. In this case, if you're short on time. If you don't have a lot of time. and you want to experience a taste of all these nations, kind of get an all-in-one kind of deal, well, you can do this by paying a visit to Switzerland. If you pay a visit someplace, you simply go there and visit that place.
That's right. Well, it is quite a beautiful place. Like I said in the opening, it's my favorite country. It's so beautiful. It's actually like a fairy tale. I remember looking up in the mountains, and there was this cow with a bell around his neck, just, you know, grazing in the fields.
Oh, do I want to see that, a cow in a field.
And just thinking, this is so gorgeous. I can't stand it. It's beautiful. Well, you might think about paying a visit to Switzerland. You can pay a visit to friends. Just drop by, you know, spend some time. Pay a visit to some old relatives you haven't seen for a while. Here we're talking about paying a visit to a country.
And here the next sentence says, in addition, this charming country is a prime location for mountain activities. So in addition to being a place where you can get all of France and Germany and Italy all rolled into one, it's also a great place to enjoy the great outdoors. It is a prime location for mountain activities. I could also say mountaineering. That's actually climbing mountains, but so you could go hiking and stuff like that. If something's prime, that means it's ideal, it's perfect. So if you're into that sort of thing, which I'm sure a lot of people in Taiwan are, because Taiwan has some really great mountains as well, if you're into mountain climbing, hey, head to Switzerland. You'll never run out of time to climb all those mountains there.
We're calling it a charming country. If something's charming, it's very attractive, very pleasing, very appealing to you. If you describe someone as being charming, they're the kind of person that just is fun to be around. They're very polite. They actually make you smile. So if you're charming or someone's called you charming, that's a nice compliment. Prime can also be used to describe things like beef. Prime beef is the best cut of beef you can get. So if you go to a restaurant and look at a menu and it says, we have prime beef. That's a nice type of beef. It's excellent. The quality is great. Or maybe you live in a prime location. I've been told that the Xinyi District in Taipei is kind of a prime location, which means it's expensive. Real estate's expensive.
And this is a prime location for mountain activities, probably one of the best in Europe, although they have mountains in other countries there. But Switzerland certainly has a lot of them.
Has the best skiing.
I guess so. I don't really ski myself. Yeah. Actually, I went skiing last winter, the first time in like 20 years or so.
Wow.
I hadn't actually lost much of the skill there. It's amazing how you can remember stuff. But in any case here, the main reason for Switzerland's cultural diversity is its location. Now, this is the main reason why it's so diverse. Diversity just refers to when something is diverse, and diverse just means there are a lot of things kind of mixed together. If we talk about diversity in cities like New York or Toronto, they have lots of different people living there, not just white people, but also black, Asians from China and India and stuff like that. Just got all sorts of people. There's all sorts of diversity in those cities.
Or I could say Taiwan has a lot of diversity in its plant life. There are lots of types of plants, lots of species of plants here. Because it's so green, you can see just about anything here. But it is very diverse culturally. So there are a lot of different cultures that you'll find in this one location. Switzerland is also described as a landlocked nation. Landlocked means you're surrounded by land. None of your borders are by the sea or the ocean. So, they don't, I think they would say themselves they don't excel at fish, you know, and seafood, because they're not very close to the water. But,
well, they might have fish swimming in their lakes and stuff. You never know.
They could have freshwater fish is what you're saying.
Or from the rivers. Yeah. Freshwater fish. Yeah.
Surrounded means you have something on every single side of you. Maybe you have a home where a wall surrounds your home. We had a wall around our home. Or I could say, oh, that lake is surrounded by cottages, or that lake is surrounded by beautiful trees or a beautiful forest.
Or Taiwan is surrounded by water.
Uh-huh.
And that's the phrase there, to be surrounded by something. So Switzerland is landlocked, Another example of being landlocked would be Nantou County here in Taiwan. That's landlocked. No place in Nantou actually is on the ocean.
Oh, it's
surrounded
yeah.
by other counties or city districts. But in any case, Switzerland is landlocked. It does not have an ocean on its borders at all. And it's surrounded by Germany to the north, France to the west, and Italy to the south. And also we've got Austria to the east. Okay, so those countries, of course, all speak different languages. Germany to the north, hence there's going to be some people in Switzerland who speak German. And with France to the west, they're going to have some French speakers as well. Italy to the south, also some Italian speakers there. Austria is primarily a German-speaking country, so I guess, based on my knowledge, Switzerland mostly speaks German, although Italian and French are also large.
No, because it's about half and half. If you go to the big city of Geneva, it's French-speaking.
And my understanding, though, is the majority population of all of Switzerland is German, but it kind of depends on where you are.
Yeah, it depends on where you live. I was very interested to see how different, say, Zurich was from Geneva, completely different. If it was more of a German-speaking city, it had more of a German feel to it. Geneva was much more like France. So it's very interesting how culture really has a big impact in such a small area. You know, Europe's really not that big, right? But it's very, very different culturally.
Sure. And as a result of this, Switzerland has four national languages, French, Italian, German, and something called Romanche, if I said that right.
That's Romanche.
Romanche, yeah. That's in a small canon, I guess they call it, those little political divisions in Switzerland where there is this language there. I don't think you're going to have to worry too much about learning this language before you go to Switzerland.
No.
In fact, who's going to learn French, Italian, and German in just a week before they go there? I'm sure English will get you by just fine.
They speak pretty good English in Switzerland, actually. I had to look up Romanche. I've been to Switzerland. I've never even heard of this language before. Turns out it's the ancient language from Rome, when Rome was an ancient, successful civilization.
So it's related to Latin, then.
Yeah, it's very old, yeah.
Okay.
You won't find many people who speak it. So don't worry, you don't have to brush up on your Romanche before you go. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, 大家好。I'm Tim, 今天我们要讨论的课程是 Travel 旅游。我们要带大家去有世界公园之称的美丽国家，没错，那就是位于欧洲的瑞士。首先我们看到第一段的第一句， When people plan their vacations to Europe, nations like France, Italy, and Germany are usually at the top of their lists. 当人们计划要到欧洲度假旅游的时候呢，通常像法国、意大利或者是德国这些国家就是他们最想要去的地方。句中我们看到一个片语 At the top of one's list 表示是这个人名单上的首选，就表示是他最想要做的事情。同样的片语我们可以用另外一个来替换，叫做 First thing on my list 表示是你名单上第一件你最想要做的事情。举例来说，如果你今年夏天最想要去的地方是日本的话，你就可以说 Taking a trip to Japan is at the top of my list this summer. 而用 first thing on my list 来讲的话，就可以说 Taking a trip to Japan is the first thing on my list this summer. 好，那接着我们看到后面的一句 But if you are short on time and looking to experience a taste of all these nations,You can do so by paying a visit to Switzerland. 但是如果你的时间不够，但你又很想要一次体验完这些国家的感觉的话，那么你就可以选择到瑞士走一走。这边我们看到一个片语 ,be short on something, 表示你缺乏什么东西的意思。通常我们会讲说 short on time, 就表示你缺乏时间，没有空的意思。举个例子 ,I can't go out with you today because I'm short on time.我今天没办法跟你出去，因为我的时间不够。接着看到第二段的第一句 The main reason for Switzerland's cultural diversity is its location. 瑞士呢，它之所以能够拥有这样多样的文化，最主要的原因就是在于它的地理位置。所谓的 diversity 就是表示多样性、多元，而它的形容词 diverse, D-I-V-E-R-S-E, 就表示多样的。例如 ,the store has a diverse range of gifts, 表示这间店贩售各式各样的礼品。而最后看到第二段的第二句 ,Switzerland is a landlocked nation, surrounded by Germany to the north, France to the west, Italy to the south, and Austria to the east.就表示瑞士是个被其他国家环绕的内陆国家，它的北边是德国，西边是法国，南边是意大利，东边则是奥地利。 Surround 就是表示包围，通常我们会用 A is surrounded by B， 就表示 A 被 B 包围的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's resume our lesson. We're talking about Switzerland and where we left off. We were talking about its diversity. There are several different languages there that are official, French, Italian, German, and Romansh. And in some areas, such as the northwestern region of the country, this can lead to interesting situations. Okay, so we're talking about the northwestern region of the country. So I guess that's the part of Switzerlandthat's close to Germany and close to France. So what could happen here, for example, you might hear a conversation where a speaker begins by speaking French, et comment allez-vous? And then the other person responds in German, they say, how do you say I'm fine in German? I forget. Wie geht's is how's it going? I forgot how to respond to that question, actually. But in any case, to respond just means to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when I was down in Texas, sometimes you'd hear people say something in English, and then the other person would respond in Spanish. Or sometimes here in Taiwan, you hear somebody speaking Taiwanese, and then the younger person responds in Mandarin.
I have a lot of friends, and when I speak to them in...I'll talk to them in English. Their English listening skill is very good, but they'll always answer me in Chinese.
That happens sometimes?
Oh, I have. Most of my friends are like that because we're both lazy. See, if we were really good students of the language, we would force ourselves to speak the language. But it's much easier to understand. So you'll see a lot of that. And actually, Europe, the people of Europe speak more than one language. It's more...common, you could say, to find people who speak two or three languages fluently.
Although I've heard that's kind of not so much the case in France, because they're very proud of being French.
Oh, well, the French are the French, yes.
Yeah. So if you go to France, you better learn some French at least. But in other countries like Germany and Switzerland and, of course, England, you're going to expect to hear a lot of people speaking English.
Yeah.
Respond, again, is the verb here to respond, and response is the noun form here. What is your response? How you're going to answer this?
You could also use the verb reply. They reply in German. They reply in English.
You might answer in English. You could also say that.
Sure.
Well, apart from cultural diversity, one of the reasons why tourists are attracted to Switzerland is its breathtaking scenery. Breathtaking. It takes your breath away. It's so wonderful. You forget that you're breathing.
Oh, it's kind of like this. Oh, it's beautiful.
Cool. Where's my camera? I want to take a picture of that. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's really, really beautiful. Sometimes if you go on a ride like a roller coaster, that can be breathtaking. It can be thrilling and actually take your breath away where you can't breathe for a while. But this is just gorgeous, gorgeous scenery. It says here that roughly 70% of Switzerland's terrain consists of mountains. Roughly is a word that just means about, around. It's not an exact number, but it's very close to 70%. It might be 68 or 71. We don't know.
Yeah, more or less 70% of Switzerland's terrain consists of mountains. Terrain just refers to the land or the quality of the land. Notice the Latin word terra there, T-E-R-R-A, terra, which means land.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, we have the word Mediterranean Sea, middle of the land sea. That's what Mediterranean means, Di Zhonghai in Chinese. So terra means land. So, yes, the consistency of the land, the characteristics of the land, That's the terrain. And here we have the phrase to consist of. That means these things are a part of that. My daily routine consists of getting up early, exercising, eating breakfast, taking a shower, going to work, etc., picking up the kids from school, etc. That's what my daily routine consists of.
Or I might say, that guy's wardrobe, his clothes, consists entirely of T-shirts and jeans. That's all he wears. Or I could say, my breakfast today consisted of eggs, bread, and some bacon. It didn't.
Bacon sounds very tasty.
Sounds good, huh? Yeah.
Maybe a little bit too salty there. But in any case here, yes, 70% of Switzerland's terrain consists of mountains. And that, of course, makes the country an ideal location for aspiring hikers, campers, and anyone who enjoys spending time in the great outdoors. I've heard similar comments made of New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
It's a great place to enjoy the great outdoors. So again, we've got all these mountains there. And the phrase here, or the word, excuse me, is aspiring. And if you're aspiring, that means, well, you're not this thing yet, but you really want to be. So you're working on it. You have your hopes on this and your ambitions. So, yeah, if you've never tried hiking before, or if you're an experienced hiker, Switzerland is a great place to check out.
Now, if somebody's studying to be an actor, but he hasn't worked professionally yet, you might call him an aspiring actor. That's what he really wants to do, but he hasn't made it yet. I wanted to mention, too, with the great outdoors, you can't say a great outdoors.
No.
No. It never has to be the great outdoors. It's just a phrase we use to talk about the beautiful scenery we have outside, where really there aren't a lot of people. It's just nature.
You've heard someone say a great outdoors?
No,
you've heard that?
But I wondered if somebody might think that's okay.
Possibly, yeah, the great outdoors.
Yeah.
I would think maybe somebody would think it's the great outdoor. Without the S.
No.
Why would that be plural, someone might be asking. But, well, there are different places out there, so it's plural. The great outdoors. We like natural places, the natural environment. And, of course, the most famous mountain in the Swiss Alps is the Matterhorn. The range of mountains there in Switzerland is called the Alps. I guess they go into France and Germany and other neighboring countries.
Mm-hmm.
And this mountain is called the Matterhorn, which is in all the tourist pictures and posters. If you see a poster of Switzerland, the Matterhorn is going to be there.
And if you've ever been to Disneyland, there's a ride called the Matterhorn.
Yeah, I think it's like a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster that's scary. Yeah, it's pretty beautiful, this mountain. It's very, very high. It's 4,478 meters above sea level. It's also considered one of the highest peaks in the Alps. The peak is the very, very top part of the mountain, the highest part. So it's quite high. And, of course, if there's a mountain to climb, it's very interesting to mountain climbers. They want to conquer the mountain. They want to be able to say they climbed to the top. And, of course, this is one of the mountains that people want to try to climb.
And the peak, of course, is the highest part of it. Peak can also be used for other things that are the highest part of something, like when did unemployment peak? Or when was the peak of unemployment? When was it the highest, etc.? But this is one of the highest peaks in the Alps. I could also say Yushan or Jade Mountain here is one of the tallest peaks in the central mountain range. What do you mean one of, Tom? It's actually the highest peak in all of Taiwan.
Yeah. It's also considered to be a very challenging climb. Climb here is not being used as a verb. Instead, it's a noun. Which you will see quite frequently. It's just the act of climbing, the process of climbing up the mountain. Wow, it's a 20-minute climb up that mountain, so you better get headed over there, get started early. Now, it's also very tough. If it's challenging, it takes a lot of skill and it's difficult. So many people have perished trying to climb it, which is very sad.
No.
To perish means to die or to be killed.
Usually because of some kind of accident or something.
For example, two people perished in the fire last night. Hmm. Or there was a big tornado in America during the early summer. We could say many kids perished in the tornado.
Exactly, and lots of people did climb this mountain, and I guess they lost their footing or they forgot to bring their oxygen tanks or something. And they tumbled down the mountain to their deaths. Okay, everybody, well, let's... I don't know how to end that article on a more happy note there, but one way to do that would be to listen to our Chinese teacher, so let's do that right now.
好,我们接着看到第二段的第四句。In some areas, such as the northwestern region of the country, this can lead to interesting situations. 在瑞士某些的地方,例如西北边的区域,通常会出现一些有趣的情况。这就是我们刚刚上面所说到的，因为瑞士的地理位置，所以造成他们国家有相当多的语言。这边看到的 lead to 就表示导致、造成什么结果的意思。我们造个例句 ：Smoking is bad for your health because it can lead to lung cancer， 就表示抽烟对你很不好，因为它很可能会造成肺癌。而 lead to 我们也可以用另外一个常见的一个动词叫 cause（cause） 来替换。就表示同样有造成或导致的意思。接着我们看到第三段的第一句 Apart from cultural diversity, one of the reasons why tourists are attracted to Switzerland is its breathtaking scenery. 就表示除了文化的多样性之外，瑞士吸引游客造访的其他原因就包括它美不胜收的风景。Apart from 是一个很实用的片语，就表示除了什么之外还有什么的意思。同样的用法我们可以换成 aside from, A-S-I-D-E, 以及常见的 besides, 以及 in addition to。例如我们造个例句 ,apart from his talent, Picasso's great ambition helped him succeed as a painter, 就表示除了天分之外，毕卡索的雄心壮志也造就他成为一名成功的画家。然而我们要注意的是，Aside from 和 apart from 并不完全等同于 besides， 有时有 except for 的意思，我们需要靠上下文来判断。接着看到第三段的第二句 ，Roughly 70% of Switzerland's terrain consists of mountains, which makes the country an ideal location for aspiring hikers, campers, and anyone who enjoys spending time in the great outdoors。表示瑞士的地形约 70% 是由山脉组成。这也使得瑞士成为许多有抱负的登山客、露营者以及喜欢户外活动的理想地点。所谓的 aspiring 这个形容词就表示是有抱负的，而这个字的动词 aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E, 就表示向往、渴望的意思。例如 ,Lauren aspired to be a designer since she was 5, 就表示 Lauren 她从五岁开始就立志要当一名设计师。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We are going to spend another day on the beautiful country of Switzerland, so we hope you'll join us then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.